Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
You said this data is indecipherable. I know that it flies in the face of every line of theoretical astrophysics, and I really could not care less. Either you're gonna get me some answers I can take up the chain, or something really tragic is going to happen.
No. I am not threatening to demote you. I'm threatening to burn you with fire. So either you start making sense of this mess, or I'm going to have to call you back. Mr. Cutter, you're in my seat.
B-b-b-b- You're in my seat.
You're in my seat, sir.
Much better. Close the door.
What can I do for you, sir?
You know, Rachel, I've always felt that the two of us have a certain bond.
Yes, it's very, very special. What can I do for you?
At today's staff meeting, you seemed a little
stressed,
and I just thought to myself, gee, it's been so long since I've had a real tete-a-tete with Rachel.
Your consideration knows no bounds, sir, but I've had a very long series of very long days, so how about we do the express version? You ask me for something impossible, I tell you it can't be done. You threaten me with something colorful and gruesome, I tell you why it shouldn't be done, blah-de-blah-de-bore, and then I go move mountains and get it done for you anyway. What new mess are you dumping into my lap?
You seem tense.
I am tense. My entire division has been pulling in all weaker to solve an astrophysical puzzle that's tearing up the laws of relativity. They're doing so without any observable data, and this was before you took my most expensive prototype and sent it up to a star that, for all we know, is about to rewrite the manual on supernovas.
If you're saying that your department can't handle recent developments...
I'm not saying that. Special Projects is my corner of the sky. Right now, you've parked a big, fat, blue dwarf on it. I will get it to rise and fall, but...
It's going to take time. Of course it is. That's not why I'm here. Ah! Have you considered a deep tissue massage? Because that...
Sir! Pretty, pretty please. With a cherry on top, so I can get back to work. What can I do for you?
I need you to get something from the Black Archives.
Excuse me? Sir, the Black Archives are what they are for a reason. Things aren't supposed to come back from them.
I know.
They are there specifically for things that shouldn't have a paper trail.
I know.
If we bring something back, well, for starters, it might expose us to all kinds of legal risks. I'm not going to open that can of worms without some extremely compelling motivation.
I know!
What are you doing?
Compelling you. Access incoming pulse beacon file, WVR-29. Voice confirmation? Cutter.
Kepler to Canaveral. Kepler to Canaveral, this is a priority one message. Urania has completed transit to Wolf 359. Have taken command of the station. Pre-existing crew in stable condition. Stellar readings match all parameters for Theta scenario. In addition, I can now confirm Omega contingency. Repeat. Omega contingency is in effect. We'll report further in the next 48. Kepler out.
How old is this? When did...
Pulse beacon transmission was received 22 minutes ago.
But... an Omega contingency? Kepler has to be joking.
Yes, of course. If there's one thing we can always count on Warren for, it's his nutty sense of humor. No. This is it. It's finally happened.
What would you like me to retrieve from the Black Archive, sir?
Let's begin with personnel files and incident reports for all previous Hephaestus crews.
Yes, sir.
And while you're down there, make sure that all the outgoing paperwork is in order. Contracts, tax records, death certificates, the works.
Right away, sir.
Atta girl. We need to be ready at a moment's notice. Something big is coming. Soon.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The role of Cutter was played by Scotty Shoemaker. The role of Kepler was played by Zach Labresco. And tonight's episode introduced Ariella Rotenberg as Rachel. Original music by Alan Rohde. Visit wolf359.fm for more information on the show.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings. I am the modestly handsome obituary writer of this fetching town of Crestfall, Idaho, and this is Death by Dying. Death is exhausting. And so, after a long day of funeral attending, I had retired to my apartment to get some shut-eye. I loosened my Versace tie and changed into my Egyptian silk pajamas.
Are you the detective in town?
No, I'm the obituary writer.
Really? Someone said you solve murder cases.
Murder?
I'm Charlotte, by the way.
Forgive me, but I haven't gotten past the murder part. Charlotte, the friend I now have, is staying in the apartment above her Aunt Lillian's bookshop.
She was my aunt. She was all I had growing up. I need to know why she's gone.
Murder is the spice of life. I knew just who I had to see. The Angel of Death. We have become friends over the years.
Careful. Death is ever present.
Her pet, the button-eyed raven, moaned inconsolably as usual.
Your friends are abandoning you, one by one.
You write about death, O.W. But how much do you know about what it feels like to lose someone?
The shadow in the dark woods is making its way into Crestfall. Listen to Death by Dying on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcatcher.